Dora's Danishes.
Each and every radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead. Let
Dora's Danishes
make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
To CITR 101.9 FM. I am your regular all-time here constantly host, Dora. I'm sure you're a little confused. It's a little wacky. Normally Duncan of Duncan's Donuts is here at this time on this mic at this hour, but unfortunately he couldn't make it, so he let me sit in. And yeah, I hope that we have a lovely, wonderful hour together. So for those of you listening who don't know me, I am Dora. I'm the volunteer manager at CITR. I've been a programmer, I've contributed, I've been on the student exec, I've been here for a while. And I just recently started working with Music Waste Festival to organize it. So what's up? So we're going to do a special Music Waste to kind of showcase episode. And yeah, I hope you enjoy it and have fun because I plan on that for sure. So I'm going to be playing songs by people who are performing throughout the festival, kind of like giving you some updates about the shows that are happening. Updates in that, like, just like telling you when they're happening. But it might be an update from the information that you have right now, which may be zero. So, yeah. And then also some Music Waste, other Music Waste interviewers, some other Music Waste organizers are going to call in, and we're going to have little convos about how they're feeling and stuff like that. So I'm excited, and I hope that you are as well. And if Duncan is listening, thank you so much for this opportunity. And thank you for sharing your donuts and letting me start sharing some Danishes. So we're going to start the show with Signs by local lovelies Psy off of their most recent album Images. Came out in April 2019. And Psy is actually going to be playing on Thursday, June 6th. So not next Thursday, but the Thursday after next at Fortune Sound Club for the opening night of Music Waste. They're going to be in the main stage. Also playing that stage are Lucid, Brutal Poodle, and Apollo Ghosts. And then there are two other stages. So the Art Room is going to have Calarissa, Bame Corner, and Yep. And then the Electronic Room is going to have Redress, R23X, and the Hardly Boys. So it's going to be a good night. For those of you, oh my gosh, for those of you who don't know what Music Waste is, let me tell you. It's an annual festival. It happens in Vancouver. It kind of like started as a like response to the festival Music West, which like people were like, this is so like corporate and weird and like music waste. This is a waste. It's wasteful. But yeah, I wasn't there for those conversations, but happy it happened. This is the 25th year. 25. That's a quarter of 100. If we do this 4 more times, that's 100, which is pretty big, I think. I'm really excited to like be doing it this year of like all years. Yeah, so it's going to be the weekend. So starting Thursday, June 6th, going until Sunday, June 9th at local venues all throughout Vancouver. With pretty much all local performers. A couple people are coming up from the States, Emily Toyota and Mujahideen, which is exciting. And I'll be letting you know when they're playing throughout the days. Yeah. And it's $7 to get into any show, or you can buy a pass for 20 and then you get into all the shows for free, which to me is like the duh, because if you go to more than 3 shows, you've already kind of like paid for it. And kind of the whole, to me, the fun part of Music Waste is like hopping around. Like it's like 3 days of like, you're like just going show to show to show to show to show. And that's way easier when you have a pass. You also can volunteer, and if you do 2 shifts, then you get a free pass. And the passes are really cute. They were designed by Nada Hayek, who's in Necking, and also is just, like, a really amazing designer. And, yeah. So now I'm going to circle back to what I was saying before, which is we're going to play Signs by Psy. They're playing the main stage of Fortune Sound Club, the Music Waste opening night, on Thursday, June 6th. So, yeah. Thanks for listening to Dora's Danishes, FKA Dunkin's Donuts. Sorry, Dunkin. It's my show now. So, yeah, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Something beautiful, I just wanna flex it. Say I'm irreplaceable, say it but don't text it. I'll be the one that you hold. Your ex is getting jealous. It's gonna be you and me. I think that it's critical, someone get the medic. My body's working overtime, singing something reckless. Love is in the air tonight, got me feeling breathless. It's gonna be you and me. This could be a certain kind of romance. Knew it from the moment. if you feel the same. And buy me something beautiful, I just wanna flex it. Say I'm irreplaceable, say it but don't text it. I'll be the one that you owe, your ex is getting jealous. It's gonna be you and me.
Danishes.
Each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead. Let
Dora's Danishes
make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Hello. Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I am your host, Dora, of the classic, long-time-running show, Dora's Danishes. It's been on air for, give or take, 13 minutes and 10 years. Normally, Duncan, the Donut Master, is on air with the show Duncan's Donuts, but he very graciously let me, Dora, slide some Danishes into your ears and airwaves. So I'm Dora, in case you couldn't tell, and I am hosting a special Music Waste Festival hour to promote the upcoming festival, because it's happening really soon. Music Waste is going to be Thursday, June 6th to Sunday, June 9th this year at venues all across Vancouver. So many. And it starts on Thursday. So just so far in this show, we've played Signs by Psy. They're going to be playing on the main stage at Fortune on Thursday, June 6th, which is the opening night. And then we just heard You and Me by Biawana. That song just came out. Yeah, April 19th. So it's a little over a month ago. It's pretty fresh. Flaky. And Biawana is going to be playing at the Clubhouse. Very, very excited for this show. It's going to be a queer showcase. So kind of, it's not like, I don't want that to like seem like, oh, like, well, also, yes. So it's basically just a Music Waste show, but it's all queer bands. And it's at the Clubhouse, which is a local queer run venue, and following all the performances by bands, there's also going to be a DJ, like a set of DJs, DJ set, I don't know, by a collective of DJs that's composed entirely of trans women, which is so cool. And performing that night at the Clubhouse is going to be Neptune's Daydream, which is actually Audrey's band, the host of Too Dreamy, a show on CATR. It's every Friday. And not really sure the time. And then also Kitty Prozac, Teenage Wedding, Pale Red, and Biawana, who we just heard. So really, really exciting. All Music Waste shows are $7 to get in, or you can buy a Music Waste pass for $20. And we're selling them at a bunch of record stores. I know you can get them at Audiopile, Red Cat, and Neptune. And Bullies in New West, if you're listening, people from New West, you can go to Bullies and other ones. If you go to musicwaste.ca, you can see the full list. But then also you can get them online as well, which is cool. But yeah, so some more stuff that's happening on the Friday, June 7th. There's going to be a show at Static Jupiter with Yoon, Be Afraid, Shitlord Fuckerman, and Shrouded Amps. So excited. And then at Redgate, it's going to be Monsoon Moon, who actually played Pre-Waste. Amazing. They also were in Shindig this year, and they were my favorite, but whatever. Strap, which is like FKA Ace Martin's, like really FKA Ace Martin's, not in the same way that this show is FKA Dunkin's Donuts. And Club Sofa, Energy Slime, and Pudding. So that's going to be very stacked. And then at The Toast, I'm very excited. It's going to be Nice Apple, The Sleuths, Laverne, and Emily Toyota. What a freaking bill. Nice Apple just dropped an album today. So we're going to play You and Me was pretty fresh. This is like, it's like kind of almost like still in the oven. Like you're like reaching in to pull out the tray. That's this music. So this is Tell Me About It off of the new album. This time Nice Apple was auto-cathecting. I'm not sure. Maybe if anyone knows, they can just like let me know, and I'll pronounce it right, I promise. And yeah, so this is Tell Me About It. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM on the historic show Dora's Danishes, Music Waste Special Edition. And yeah. Also, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, which does broadcast live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people on UBC Point Grey campus. And the entire music festival of Music Waste also takes place on the unceded land of the Coast Salish people, specifically the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations.
We'll be right back. The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival returns to Calgary from June 19th to 23rd, 2019. Discover over 250 bands, comedy, film, and art in more than 30 venues across the city. This year's festival features guest curator Julian Baker, acclaimed indie pop artist Japanese Breakfast, the incomparable hip-hop stylings of Rap City, experimental noise rapper JPEG Mafia, subversive hip-hop artist Leaf, raspy indie folk favorites Hop Along, anthemic grunge rockers Bully, and over 180 more artists still to be announced. To see the current lineup and to get your festival pass, visit sledisland.com.
CITR and Mint Records have released their biannual collab, Pop Alliance Volume 5. This glamorous record features staple Vancouver artists, Devours, Swim Team, Lord Fuckerman, Chris Horrific, and so many more. Get your copy for only $15 on iTunes or at the Mint Records store now.
Dora's Danishes.
Each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead. Let
Dora's Danishes
make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Hey. Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. In case you couldn't tell, I'm not Duncan. I am Dora. I've taken over Dunkin's Donuts for the day. And I have a very special guest on the phone with me. Do you want to intro yourself?
Hi, I'm Natalie. I also help organize Music Waste. And I'm here to hang out for a minute.
Heck
and
yeah.
Talk about Music Waste.
Thank you. How's your day so far?
My day is just fine. I would say that so far, this is probably the highlight of my day.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Cool. So Music Waste is coming up. It's not next week, but it's the week after. And I was curious if there was any show that you are especially looking forward to.
That is a hard question because I am looking forward to each and every show. But but yeah, there's a couple that are especially exciting. This is kind of a cheat answer, but Thursday I'm super excited about because there'll be basically three shows in one, the three different stages at Fortune, and it's such a good selection of all different like kinds of music and bands. So I feel like no matter what you're into, we kind of have you covered.
Yeah,
and it's fun to see everyone like all in one place that night. And then also on Saturday, there's a like real banger of a show at 333. That has Akita, Anybody's, Anchorus, and Necking. And so that one should be pretty great if
yeah.
you like to rock.
I'm yeah. really excited for that one, especially because Ricky, the art coordinator at CITR, is in Anchorus. And I was poking him to apply. And he was like, oh, no, I won't do it. And then he, like, finally did. So I'm, like, I'm really stoked on it. And also, like, Necking's great, too.
Yeah, totally. All those bands are great.
Do you have like a fun fact about Music Waste, like history or like whatever that you feel like people don't talk about enough?
Ooh, good question. Well, I think you already mentioned that we're in our 25th year.
Huzzah.
Oh, here's a fun thing about our, organizational structure, I guess. We're like kind of a flat sort of collective now, which I think is a nice structure in terms of making sure that, you know, all sorts of people have a voice in what happens in the festival. And it kind of started, I guess, as like a protest festival in a way.
Protestable.
Yeah, protestable. Totally. We focus on paying all the performers equally, and that's sort of what all the revenue from the festival goes into, is paying performers and just paying for the cost of the festival. So I think that's really cool. Maybe everyone knows that, but if not, they should know.
Heck yeah. Oh gosh, I just had a question and it just slipped out of my brain. Oh yeah, like when did you start volunteering?
This is my third year with Music Waste.
Cool. What was that process like?
I had just moved back from Toronto. I was living in Toronto for a couple of years, and Music Waste had kind of done a call out that year to see if they could bring on some new people. And so I was hired, if that's what you can call it, to do the website. And since we sort of don't have a director anymore, I feel like everyone kind of just does a whole bunch of weird different things to make the festival happen, and it's super fun.
What was that whole like hiring thing like? That's so like, because I just was like, I want to do it, and people were like, okay, like it's so different from what I experienced.
I feel like that might have been the only year that I know of that they actually ever did like a hiring process of any kind. I think there was just some big changes that year, and a lot of spaces opened up, and so they were trying to reach out sort of maybe beyond their like tight-knit network. Mm-hmm. So I actually had an interview at a coffee shop.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was semi-formal.
And you do a lot of Comedy Waste stuff. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. So I've just like been championing Comedy Waste since I started at Music Waste. The first year that I was at Music Waste, there was a point where it sort of looked like Comedy Waste was not going to happen. And I think maybe it hadn't happened the year prior. I'm not totally sure. And so that year I kind of took it on because I really wanted to make sure that it was still a part of the festival. And since then I've sort of just helped move it along, and we've had different people curating Comedy Waste. Last year we had Aaron Reed, and then this year the folks from Millennial Line are curating Comedy Waste. So that's pretty exciting as well. I'm also very excited for the Comedy Waste shows.
I didn't realize, I was looking at the Facebook event today or yesterday, doesn't matter, but it's like starts on Thursday, like it really goes through the whole festival.
Oh yeah, so there's a bunch of comedy shows that are kind of like part of the festival in a go your own waste sort of way, and then the curators of Comedy Waste are actually producing two shows specially for the festival, which is super exciting.
We actually just got another caller. I'm going to try to see if I can have both of you on air at the same time. Is that okay?
Whoa, wild. Yes. Into it.
Woo. Okay. So, new caller, who are you?
This is Tom. I'm the Art Waste coordinator and volunteer coordinator for Music Waste.
Cool. That's amazing. How's your day?
That's pretty good.
Cool. So, I asked Natalie.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're live.
Oh, right on.
And Natalie, are you still there?
I am still here.
Yes!
Yo, what's up, Natalie?
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
Pretty good.
I asked Natalie earlier, but I'll ask you too. What are some shows that you are excited for, if you're excited for any? I hope you are.
This Woolworm show at the Toast. I'm pretty stoked to be at, I guess. And as far as I think our shows are going to be really good, actually, because one's at, we're going to have a big one at Redgate that's going to be, available to check out during all the shows and events that are happening during Redgate. So I would say probably that. It's going to be a nice one. Basically, I don't know, both of my art shows I'm pretty hyped on.
Who's in them?
That is a good question. They're not totally curated yet, so I can't really reveal that. But we've got many, many applicants, and I think we're going to be able to show, most of them. which is good. We should be able to show, like, you know, 20, 25 artists. But it's, you know, it's, we'll just have to see. There's unfortunately more applicants than we can ever, than we can take them all. So
that's really exciting, though.
It is, yeah.
Okay, so this is actually, I think, an amazing opportunity to have both of you guys on the phone right now, because I am still kind of curious, like, how Art Waste and Music, or not Music Waste, Comedy Waste, like, because Comedy Waste, we, like, find other people to kind of, like, help coordinate. But, Tom, you do Art Waste, but you're also, like, on the Music Waste committee. Like, how did that happen? How did those two streams kind of, yeah,
develop? Well, yeah, I can't remember. Natalie, do you remember if we did, like, 4 years ago, if we even had Comedy Waste? Because that
I think
kind
before,
of comes and goes.
Yeah, I think that before I was on the committee, it may have taken a break for a year or two.
Yeah. So, I don't know, there was, I just got on to help, basically, you know, 4 years ago for the festival. And it was fine. It was good. It was just a little bit hectic because it was, you know, as it is, your first time and everything. And after that, I decided to, you know, I was like, if I'm going to help with this ongoing, I'm going to just take charge of it so that it's not, so that I can eliminate any of those complications or whatever. So, you know, just having the point person, it's always been a sort of a, you know, off, like, the main Music Waste committee has enough work to do without organizing these art shows and drumming up the artists and securing the spaces and blah blah blah. So it's, as far as I know, it's always been kind of in the hands of somebody who's, you know, maybe, I don't know if, you know, I don't know if how active with the committee, with the actual Music Waste board, the previous organizers have really been, but basically, you know, taking an active role in both is a way to make it run a lot more smoothly, I guess.
Yeah, that checks out.
Yeah. But it was, you know, it's fine. It's more about, you know, as long as I'm on it, it's, you know, just like everything we do is can be a lot of work and can be difficult or something. But once you get a handle on it, it's gotten to the point where I would comfortably teach somebody else how to do it and pass the torch, kind of a thing.
Cool.
And, you know, not that I really want to, but a couple of years ago, I would have said, oh, no, if somebody wanted to do it, I would be like, no, don't get into it. It's a big headache. Too much work, you know? But, yeah, it doesn't really have to be. And I think that being close with the Music Waste Committee helps that quite a lot.
Cool. This is like, a question for both of you guys, too. Like, why are you guys doing this? Like, why are you on these? Why are you organizing this?
That's a great question. It's actually pretty, like, it is a lot of work, but I think it's fun as well. And I don't know, Music Waste has been such a, like, big part of, I guess, what I like about Vancouver. And I've been going to Music Waste for I don't know how many years, but when I lived in Toronto for a while, I coordinated one of my visits back to Vancouver with Music Waste, actually, because I'm so excited about it every year.
That's so cool.
It was a weird visit because I didn't tell anyone I was coming back, and I just kind of showed up, and then all my friends were like, what are you doing here? So that was really cool. But yeah, I don't know. I just love Music Waste, and I am still having a good time organizing it. So I feel like if I stop having a good time organizing it, then maybe it's, you know.
Time to cut the cord.
Time to, yeah, exactly. But it's still fun right now, despite the amount of work that it is.
Cool. What about you, Tom?
I would say that that exact reason. You know, there's definitely some, you know, elements of, like who else will, but which is, it's hard to, the truth is that there's plenty of people who would be stoked to, and the fact that I wouldn't want to give it up is, like, indicative that, yeah, I find it, you know, I find it fun, and I'm proud of what we do and everything, and it's, yeah, it is fun, and it keeps getting more fun, actually, instead of less, which, you know, I hope, I guess one day we'll all get burnt out on it or whatever, but for now, it's more and more fun every year, and it's, like I said, it's, you know, simpler, and once you know everything you got to do, it's easy peasy, so there's that. So there's, I don't know, I'm definitely a little bit, like, protective of it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Protective of the position. But it's nice to have that responsibility. And it's like, what else would I be doing with myself if I didn't do it, right?
Yeah. That's what my kind of thing is like, oh, like, what am I going to do? Not do it? Like, why wouldn't I, almost?
Yeah, and then yeah. Who else will, right?
Yeah. I feel like such a poser being on the organizing committee, because I've actually only ever been to one year, and it was 2 years ago. But I loved it when I did go. But like, I feel like there's a lot of stuff that's like, oh, like what was it like before? And I'm like, I literally don't know. Like, I have no concept of like what it could be. But it's cool to like find it, like kind of see all the like, the nooks and crannies with like totally like zero context.
Well, that's what, you know, I think Natalie made that joke yesterday, like, we're the only music festival that hasn't made any effort to like expand or turn a profit or do anything like that for our entire existence or whatever. So I think it's nice that what it is can change, and it doesn't have to be anything, right? Like, it's not, it's just a handful of volunteers putting on the best festival. It's not like we have to be bigger or better every year, or
yeah,
or, you know, we try to be, you know, try to do the best festival every year, but there's different people doing it, and it doesn't have we're not like a business that has to maintain a standard and make sure that every year is like, I don't know, like it can change year to year. Like, I remember 10 years ago, it was really different because all the venues were different and, you know, the way the city was and the amount of available DIY spaces and sort of concerns and things that we have to deal with now are probably not as big of a deal, like accessibility and things like that. Like, there was more illegal venues and more venues that were legal, or I shouldn't say illegal venues, but, you know, like less, more underground venues at the time, and their location and everything made the festival really different. But as that changes, it always takes a different form anyway, you know?
Yeah, it is really interesting that it's been able to, like, be here for 25 years when Vancouver, just, like, the city itself has changed so much. And, like, yeah, venue, like, so, like, there's not a complete, but there's almost a complete, like, venue turnover, hey?
Yeah. Just thinking about the venues that we're using this year, and so few of them, just off the top of my head, I'm having trouble thinking of really any that were in the same location that would have been having shows, a lot of them even 5 years ago, much less 10 or 25.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think we have. Is there any? Lido?
We're not at the Lido this year.
Oh, we're not at the Lido this year. Okay, well, that would be one.
That would have been one, though, yeah.
That could have been one.
But, Red Cat, maybe?
Yeah, maybe we've always had good support from record stores.
Yeah.
And things like that, but yeah, major venues, just because we don't have that budget to be filling like a huge venue and booking like a big space that has that staying power. So, you know, I guess kind of by nature, like the ability for some of the venues that we want to support and everything to stay is sort of in jeopardy, right? So we want to have a festival in those places while they are still there, you know, hopefully they all continue, kind of a thing. But you know, life is that they come and go, right?
Yeah. And also, like, I think that is true that, like, no, like, we haven't tried to, like, expand or anything, but that's not the model for most businesses or orgs. Like, venues that are around, that were around then, like, have gotten bigger, and, like, just kind of, like, outgrown our, like, limitations and boundaries and stuff.
True.
Which is weird. Well, I have no more questions for you guys. Is there anything else that you want to say before I head back to music stuff?
No, I think we should just hear more music.
Okay, I support that.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to play the, like, brand new Future Star song, Kiss the Mirror. Thank you guys, Natalie and Tom, so much for calling and talking to me.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Thanks, Dora.
You're welcome. Okay, this is Kiss the Mirror by Future Star on CITR 101.9 FM.
I wanna buy myself flowers, dance by myself to devours. No one's gonna do it if you don't do it yourself. Ooh. I wanna hold my own hand. Ooh. Already in my own band. Ooh. I'll fall asleep and cuddle myself for a couple hours. Ooh. I know somebody's out there, but I can't wait. I'm impatient, so I'll take myself on a date. Swipe right on me. Ooh. Wish someone else would agree. Ooh. I'm trying to be funny, but it's also kinda true. Ooh. I know somebody's out there, but I can't. So I'll take myself on a date. I'll kiss the mirror. It's kinda cold, but she's the only one here. 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 I'll kiss the mirror. It's kind of cold, but she's the only one.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival returns to Calgary from June 19th to 23rd, 2019. Discover over 250 bands, comedy, film, and art in more than 30 venues across the city. This year's festival features guest curator Julian Baker, acclaimed indie pop artist Japanese Breakfast, the incomparable hip-hop stylings of Rap City, experimental noise rapper JPEG Mafia, subversive hip-hop artist Leaf, raspy indie folk favorites Hop Along, anthemic grunge rockers Bully, and over 180 more artists still to be announced. To see the current lineup and to get your festival pass, visit sledisland.com.
Thank you.
Danishes.
Each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead. Let
Dora's Danishes
make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Hey, you're listening to Dora's Danishes, FKA Dunkin's Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hencomenem-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Point Grey campus. I am not Dunkin, I am Dora, and Dunkin was kind enough to let me take over for the day and do a special Music Waste Festival showcase episode. So we've been hearing songs that are playing or songs by performances who are playing in the festival, which is happening June 6th to June 9th. So not next weekend, but the weekend after. And also we just got off the phone with Natalie and Tom, who are on the organizing committee. Thank you so much for calling in. That was so nice of you. And it was nice talking to you. And I hope everyone is having a great day. So you just heard First Floor Apartment by Mega Mall, and then just before that you heard Kiss the Mirror by Future Star. So both of those acts are going to be playing on the Saturday, so that's June 8th, but at different spots. So Future Star is, I'm so excited for this show. Future Star is going to be playing the Girls Rock Camp Fieldhouse. It's a daytime show on the Saturday, and they're playing with Kylie V and Primp. And there's also going to be a Good Night Out training specifically for like youth, which is so exciting. Good Night Out is an organization that does a lot of like harm reduction and like safer spaces nightlife work in Vancouver, and we're really lucky we're able to be working with them on their Safer Spaces initiative, which is basically just like where they help organizations around Vancouver develop safer spaces policy and practices, and we are lucky enough to be one of them. Also happening on Saturday during the day, there's going to be a show at the Red Cat main location with Yon, Flyball, and oh gosh, I cannot remember the third person performing. I will find out. And then also on the Saturday is a Red Cat performance at the Hastings location. So at the main location along with Flyball and Yon is Girls Nails, who won Shindig this year. And then at Hastings it's going to be Elf Pity, Donnie Don't, and Smithy Ramone. And then that night, at Static Jupiter. Sylvia Rath, Apples, Freak Dream, and Mascara are going to be playing. And then at the Toast, Daniel Geddes, Wildfire, LeMaster, and Woolworm are going to be playing as well. And so Mega Mall, who we just heard, is going to be playing alongside Tonk, Pleasure Blimps, and Board Decor at the Museum, which is exciting. We're nearing the very end of our show. Oh my gosh, time really flew. On the Sunday, so Sunday, June 9th, there's going to be a show at Antisocial with Det, Cape Girl, and Mujahideen. Mujahideen is one of the performers who's coming up from the States. I want to say Portland. And then also at Redgate, there's going to be a series of performances by Hope, Mama Rude Gal, Garbage Dreams, Maneater, and Kamikaze Nurse. And at Neptune Records during the day, Ridley Bishop, Courser, and Sunrise Social. I'm so sorry, I'm just like saying names at you. But I'm just going to close the show with a couple songs by people who are playing on the Saturday. So we mentioned the show at 333 with Necking, Anchoress, and Akita, and Anybody's. So I'm going to play Big Mouth by Necking. I know if you listened to my radio show yesterday, then you know that I played it actually on Tuesday. I don't have a show on Wednesdays, but whatever. I love this song and that's fine. And they're going to be playing the festival and they're going to be playing at 333 on Saturday. And then I'm going to close the show with the song Too Sweet by Love Goon. They're going to be playing at Redgate on the Saturday alongside Devours, who got a shout out in that Future Star song, which I loved, and who actually is performing tonight at KW Studios with Megamall and someone else, but it's going to be good. Someone called today and asked if Devours worshipped Satan, and I was like, no. So that was a really fun conversation that we had. But yeah, thank you so much for listening to Dora's Danishes, FKA Dunkin's Donuts. Up next, Tatiana the intern is going to be having a fill-in, and she just interviewed one of her friends who is a musician, so look forward to hearing that along with me. But so here's Big Mouth and Too Sweet. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you, Duncan, for letting me take over for the day. And thank you, Natalie and Tom, again, for calling in. And everybody who has bought Music Waste passes / will buy Music Waste passes, you can get them at musicwaste.ca. And then that would be online. And then you can also get them physically in person at a bunch of record stores around the city. So you can get them at Red Cat Main, Neptune, Audio Pile, Bullies Studio, and Zulu. They're $20. And if you get them online, then you can pick them up on Thursday at Fortune Sound Club for the opening night, or on Friday / Saturday at the Toast Collective. $20, or it's $7 to get into a show individually. So why not? It gets you into everything, music, art, and comedy. So thank you so much for listening. I'm going to leave before you get tired of me. This is Big Mouth by Necking. Have an amazing day and go to Music Waste.
start talking in my sleep. Why be anything other than sweet? Oh, it's too sweet. It's too sweet. It's too sweet. It's too sweet.
It's too sweet. It's too sweet.